All right, we're live here at the Adult Entertainment Expo 2016 on Friday, day three, with the lovely Miss Alana Evans. How are you doing?
I'm awesome, honey. How about you?
I'm doing very well. How's your weekend going so far?
Is it over yet? It's been amazing. Lots of fans, lots of fun, lots of trouble. It's been a really, really great show.
Yeah. You been going to any of the parties or seen any of the girls feature dance?
You know what's funny? I never make it to any of the actual parties if they aren't in the hotel. And even then, I still just end up at the bar. It's way easier that way.
Yeah. Now, for those fans far too familiar, how long have you been in the business for now?
I've been in the business for 18 years.
Really? Been that long?
I'm legal, yeah. I started at 22. I'll be 40 on my next birthday. I grew up in porn.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're one of the few performers who started out as a teen and over the now has successfully transitioned into being a MILF.
Isn't that crazy? Because when I was a noob and I was a baby in this business, the MILF category didn't exist. Those were the women that were just the older, sexy, classy ladies, the vivid girls, the wicked girls. They were established. They didn't need that MILF title. But, and you know, once that niche came out, you know, thanks to American Pie and Stifler's Mom, you know, that really just kind of helped carve out a place for now women like myself in this industry. But it's so broad. You've got girls that are, you know, barely in their 20s being put in MILF movies. So it's not like there's a true standard that they follow. So I would imagine for fans that could be confusing at times. And I know some girls in this business don't want to be labeled a MILF when they're 23 years old.
Well, yeah, even some of the older girls don't really like the whole MILF label. Like Kylie, I remember Kylie Ireland hated it with a passion.
Well, and because Kylie's not a mom. And I think it made her uncomfortable to be labeled like that. And I will admit, when it first started, and the first time someone called me to do a MILF movie, and they're like, yeah, but we want you to talk about the fact that you're a mom. I'm like, you guys are fucking creepy. Like, seriously, that was my answer. I'm like, what's wrong with you? And now it's so incredibly different. I love it. I'm the go-to mom when it comes to CNN, Dr. Drew. You know, they talk to me more than anyone else because I like to be a positive role model for women my age to show them that, you know, you can come into porn, do right, have a great career, and take care of your family at the same time. And that's kind of the side I like to show.
Yeah. Well, like I said, whether you're 25 or 45, whether you have kids or not, I said, remember, you're an adult actress, you're playing a role. So
yes,
it doesn't really, you know, the girls say, well, I don't have kids. Well, it doesn't matter. Like I say, you're playing a role.
Yes.
That's your job.
It's a character,
exactly.
You know? So it's like being a doctor or, you know, playing a nurse in a movie. It's just a role we take on, just like you said.
And these days, with the rise of the, what do you call it, the faux incest thing, the MILF thing looks pretty tame by comparison.
How crazy is that? Now, that was one of the first, like, I'll have people still talk to me about the first scene that I did like that. It was for Philly Films. And I was so confused by it because I'm, you know, she's playing my daughter and I'm touching her. And normally, if, you know, we're sharing a cock and it's me and my daughter, there's no contact between the two of us. So it's funny, people actually ask me about the disclaimers. They're like, what's up with that? I'm like, otherwise you might think it's real, you know, and we have obscenity laws and stuff like that. So we're just kind of scraping by.
Exactly, exactly. So how's your 2015 been? What you been up to?
2015, oh, well, I got Hall of Fame, so that was the best thing for me.
Oh, congratulations.
Yes, so I'm a Hall of Famer, very happy about it, very proud. Last year was really crazy, I think, for a lot of people. This year is already starting out amazingly. I have an appearance coming up next week on The Daily Show, which is huge. I have a project with MTV coming out this spring. So 2016 is going to be the year of Alana. These bitches better watch out.
And you seem to be back to shooting on a more regular basis. It seemed like you took a little break there.
You know what? I do that once in a while. I'll take some time off just to kind of clear my head, find myself. But the business is so different now that I don't have to shoot to stay relevant. You know, I've got Sex Panther. I've got Verified Call. There's all these ways for fans to get to me. And that's my income now. I actually don't have to shoot porn scenes. So then what it does is it causes the fans to start to get that fire in them. Like, we want Alana. Come on. And so now when I shoot, they're so excited. And I'm able able to do some things I haven't done before. I worked with Prince Yashua this year, which was amazing. I have to say he is one of my like all-time favorite male talents now.
Yeah, I was talking to you at the Exotica show in New Jersey, yes. I remember, and you were raving about him.
I was. Super cock. He is absolutely amazing. I hope he wins Male Performer of the Year this year. We'll see if it happens, but he definitely deserves it.
Yeah, definitely got a good shot. So, are there any scenes left, any like dream scenes that you haven't done yet that you'd like to?
There's always people I want to work with. You know, Ryan Driller's one of them. Him and his Foxy. He comes over here, pops his chest, and his shirt comes busting open, and I'm just, oh my gosh, swooning. There's always girls I want to work with. Mercedes Pereira is one of them. I always enjoy the video game aspect of my life, so I love meeting other tech girls like her. We have so much to bond over, you know, so it's a lot of fun for me. But I think this year it's going to be figuring out what I'm going to do. If I'm going to stay on the mainstream path that I'm on, I do all the comic book conventions, I do Comic-Con, I worked with the Hollywood Sci-Fi Museum. So I've just been doing so many other things that have been keeping me busy and happy, but I do miss the dick. And that's what ends up bringing me back into porn, because it's like, oh, it's been too long, all right, let's get dirty. I'm getting crazy, let's go.
Now, do you feature dance at all?
You know what? Yes and no. Not very often, because most of the shows that I do are conventions. And the feature dancing market really changed. They're not, you know, doing the same amount of girls coming to the clubs. Yeah. And that market is so locked down with the agents that it's like, if you're not with this agent or that agent, you're probably not going to dance. So, we'll see.
No, just back in the old days, girls used to, you know, make movies and feature dance to promote their movies. Now it's almost like girls are making movies to promote their feature dance.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, the business always changes like that. Hell, you'll have girls come into the business to promote the fact they're an escort.
Yeah, a lot of girls do that too.
Yeah, exactly. So it's all over. You never know.
Very cool. Are you nominated for any awards this weekend?
Not this year. I took the whole year off. So I legitimately did one movie. I did the one movie with Prince.
I didn't know. Maybe you got nominated for Best Interracial or something for Prince.
It actually came out too late for the cutoff. So next year, definitely. And I'll be shooting a lot more this year. So I'm excited about it. It'll be good.
Okay, very cool. So are there any goals or any other things you'd like to accomplish in your career that you haven't yet, maybe?
Wow, I've done so many things in my career that I'm not sure if there's anything left I haven't done.
So, yeah, you just got the AVN Hall of Fame.
Just got the Hall of Fame. You know, getting that, I feel complete. I'm like, okay, you know, I could hang up my hooker heels now if I wanted to, but I'm not gonna.
It's all gravy from here on out.
All gravy from here on out, absolutely.
Okay, very cool. Last question here. How do you define good sex? What does good sex mean to you?
Good sex is that the kind of sex that makes you hungry for it, that has passion, that has intensity, when you're completely connected with someone and, you know, you want to shred them apart with your fingers because you can't get them deep enough inside of you. That's good sex to me.
Very cool. It's different for every girl. That's why I like to ask, see what works best for them.
Absolutely. I'm a dirty girl. But I like that connection. So.
Yeah, that seems to be a very common thing. That chemistry, that connection with the other person.
Definitely. You know, you don't always find it important. So when you can, and you can work with people that you enjoy working with, it can be fire on the camera. So it's great.
Yeah, well, I said that's why, you know, the fans, that's why you keep seeing the same guys over and over again, because they're the ones that are able to connect and have that chemistry with the most amount of girls.
Absolutely. And we keep bringing them back.
I mean, there are a lot of guys who probably, you know, good performers, but they, like I said, they can't connect with, you know, so many different types of girls.
Yeah.
I mean, you like I said, you have to do young girls and older girls and blondes and brunettes, and, you know, you can't have a type. You have to like them all.
That's right. And, you know, some of the guys, they're just straight up studs. Yeah. They show up, they do their job, they get their cock hard, and that's what matters. So, you know, you have to appreciate those performers too.
Absolutely. All right. Well, thank you very much for taking the time to talk to us. Where can the fans contact you at?
My gamer site is pwnedbygirls.com. You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram, Alana Evans XXX.
Well, thank you very much for taking time to talk to us, and we hope to see you again in the future.
Yay! Have a good time.
Thank you.